Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for March the 26th, 2016. Today is Holy Saturday. I'm recording this diary about an hour and a half before we begin our celebration of the Great Vigil of Easter here at Trinity Church. And I thought what I would do is share a passage of Scripture that will be read at that liturgy and the sermon that I will preach after it. And so here they are. This is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you shall live in the land that I gave to your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. How do we live towards newness in the midst of same oldness? The prophet Ezekiel writes of the new day in God's unfinished future. With a strong hope and with a spirit-inspired imagination, perhaps he could catch glimpses of such promised newness. Yet even as he wrote of God's promises, his reality was the reality formed by his daily existence, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from his homeland, held in captivity by a people his people regarded as the enemy. Ezekiel lived in a foreign land with foreign customs and foreign gods, and he, like all of his Jewish kinfolk, ached for their ancestral home. But the word of the Lord comes to Ezekiel. Current circumstances do not constrain God's promise. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I don't know about you, but I could use some newness. We're all too weary with the same old, same old. The same old violence, the same old poverty, the same old prejudices, the same old injustice, the same old arguments, the same old enemies, the same old war, the same old politics. Like Ezekiel, many of us could shout a hearty yea and amen to the divine promise of what was old becoming new again. What we do here in this liturgy through the hearing of all of the Scripture is remind ourselves that the newness God promises to God's people doesn't often come in a blaze of light or an earth-shaking realization. God's promises come to light in fits and starts, in shimmers and shards, never making the headlines, but operating just below the surface of what we mistakenly call reality. The newness of God surrounds us everywhere if we can discipline ourselves to be attuned to its presence. Gathering around the Paschal fire to tell the story of God's salvation is our work at the Great Vigil of Easter. Through the telling of this story, we recognize that the work of God to reclaim the whole of creation continues to this very day. When we hear once again the proclamation of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we are both reminded of and caught up in that moment when God's new thing completely confounds and overwhelms the same old, same old. For this reason, in the early centuries of the church, the Easter Vigil was the liturgy at which new converts to the faith were baptized. In baptism, we are sacramentally buried with Christ and sacramentally resurrected to new life in Christ. Even as we are surrounded by the same old, we have within us a renewed heart and a renewed spirit. The promise of baptism isn't that we will be improved, but that we will be changed. And yet, as much as we'd like this change to be instantaneous and complete, our lived experience reminds us the practical realization of this change occurs to us over time. The early Christians knew a secret I fear the church may have forgotten through the centuries. While we wait for God to make all things new, we cannot walk as new creations all by ourselves. We need a community to uphold us and support us as we grapple daily with the same old, same old. We need each other. In a few minutes, when we baptize Brooklyn, we are not simply performing an act of religious tradition. Her baptism isn't merely a beautiful ceremony. Her baptism is meant to change her identity. To be sure, we are baptizing her into the body of Christ, but the body of Christ is not some amorphous ideal. No, the body of Christ is very real. The body of Christ is expressed locally in the faces, the words, the actions, the strengths and foibles of all of us as Trinity Church. We are making Brooklyn a part of this community of faith in which all of us, however imperfectly, are living towards embodying the new heart and new spirit bestowed upon us all at our baptisms. Maybe the start of experiencing the resurrection, which the church proclaims tonight, isn't about trying to gin up within ourselves the requisite amount of doctrinal certainty. Maybe experiencing the resurrection is about looking for signs of God's resurrecting power in the world around us, and in the lives of our fellow Christians. I know we live in a culture that's all about naming what's wrong. How about we learn to make it a practice to name what's right from time to time? What if God is making all things new, but we're so busy complaining about the same old, we don't even notice? The same old doesn't have the last word. It never has and never will. Through the waters of baptism, dear people of God, we have received a new heart and a new spirit. The work of Easter is to live like it. The promise of Easter is that we don't make this journey alone. The power of Easter is that Jesus has led the way through the grave to hell and back, and into God's unfinished future where all things will be made new for all eternity. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the Passover of your Son, you have brought us out of sin into righteousness and out of death into life. Grant to those who are sealed by your Holy Spirit the will and the power to proclaim you to all the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.